Oh my God, today was such a long day. I'm so glad I'm home. I bet he made some really good food. I just love his cooking. All right, honey, Wait, what the hell? The house hasn't been cleaned up and I don't smell dinner. What the hell's he been doing all day? Honey, where are you? He's not in the kitchen. My God, what a mess. I'm gonna have to punish him for this. He's not in the living room or the bathroom. He must be in the bedroom. Oh, he's sleeping. He actually looks adorable, but unfortunately, I'm gonna have to wake him up. Good evening, lazy boy. Did you have a nice nap? What the hell have you been doing all day? I go to work and make a living to support us both, and you're just here laying in bed all day? Yeah, you better be sorry. Just look at the house, it's a complete mess. And dinner isn't ready. Babe, I really don't ask much of you. All I ask is that you keep the house clean and you have dinner ready for me when I get back home from work. After all, I do provide for you. Oh yeah, you're gonna be punished. But I'm starving right now, so could you please go make some dinner? Hey, wait a minute, come here. Why are your clothes soaked? Babe, are you okay? Wait a second, let me feel your forehead. Oh, honey, you're burning up. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, baby boy. No, it's not okay. I was rude to you, and I didn't realize you were sick. Why didn't you text me? You could barely get out of bed. Oh my God, you poor thing. Can I hug you? Well, technically I don't need your permission since you're mine, but it's time for me to take care of you. No, no, don't move. Here, get back on the bed. You need to rest, sweetheart. I'd be terrible if I made you cook dinner for me in this condition. You're my baby boy, and you're not feeling well. So it's my responsibility to take care of you. I'll make dinner and I'll clean. You just need to relax. Here, I'll even go get you some water and medicine, okay, baby? Good. Now you better still be in bed when I come back. Or maybe I will have to punish you. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna set this on the nightstand here. Some water and some medicine. You should take it, okay, baby? I'm really sorry for getting mad at you, sweetheart. I know you said it's okay, but I still feel bad. What? You wanna make dinner? No, no, you're staying in bed. Baby, I said you're staying in bed. That means you're not going anywhere. If I have to tie you to the bed, I will. There we go. That's a good boy. You're so sweet wanting to make me dinner. But look at you. You're so sick right now. Your entire body is soaked. You could barely stand up. Did you take your temperature? 102. Are you sure? Baby, if it gets any higher, we might have to take you to a doctor. Or even the hospital. Yes, I'm serious. Now, please, relax. I'll go make some soup for you. Okay, baby? Good. Hey, sweetheart. I've got a little bit of soup for you. What'd you say? You want me to play with your hair? Oh, you're so cute. Okay, just as we wait for the soup to cool down. Let me just get in here next to you and... there we go. Does that feel good, sweetie? Good. I'm glad. You know, I'm really happy to have you. You're so sweet and caring. I shouldn't have assumed you were being lazy. You're such a good boy. You'd never bail on your responsibilities unless something was wrong. I remember when we first met. I knew I wanted you right then and there. I know, you were pretty shy and scared, but you warmed up to me pretty quickly. You started to trust me, and you began to love me. Of course I knew you loved me. I could see you blush when I talked to you. You really are too cute. Of course, now I can't really tell if you're blushing or... you're red from being so sick right now. I guess it's mostly from the illness, but... I hope it's also you blushing. You are so cute, baby. Thank you for everything you do for me. You know, you always cook the best. You were shy about it at first, but I knew you were an amazing cook. Oh, no, please don't apologize for not being able to cook today. You're sick right now. You just need to rest. I just want you to know how much I appreciate you. Shh, no, you will not speak ill of yourself. I mean, I guess you are ill, but that's beside the point. You're everything to me, darling. Yes, you are. I will not let you speak badly of yourself. You're mine, after all. And I don't like when people insult what's mine. Oh yeah, you're not exempt from that. So, are you going to be a good boy for me and not speak harshly of yourself? Good boy. Now, just relax while I play with your hair for a bit longer. Okay, sweetie? Oh, you're getting sleepy. That's okay. In fact, that's exactly what you need. Go to sleep, sweetheart. I'll be right here beside you. You are such a good boy. Sweet dreams. I love you.